The meditation that I am going to introduce you today found it based on suffering, understanding and agreeing about suffering. So what I'll first do is I'll give you how we should go into this meditation. This is not a guided meditation where I am guiding you through while you're in the meditation. But however, I will give you directions on how you should go about it. So when you go into the silence and we're meditating, we know exactly what to do. And it will actually uniquely for you open up certain thought patterns, and it will open up love and compassion and all of that. That's all based on understanding and agreeing upon the fact that there's suffering exists in this life. Before you do start the meditation, just find a place right now where you could just relax your body and meditate. So once you close your eyes and put however comfortable position you are, I would recommend to keep your spine straight so you would not fall asleep. And then after that, we would go on and start contemplating on suffering. So in order to help with that, let me explain a little bit about suffering. Right now, we all come from different backgrounds, different walks of life. And we're going through this experience. And at this moment, all of us are here. We are going through life. We might not look at it, oh, am I suffering? Am I going through stress? We might not look at it in that sense. But I think we could all agree that there's so much things going on within our lives that we could consider as very stressful and suffering. Just putting food onto the table is stressful. Growing up as a child and surviving to the age we are now is stressful and a lot of suffering. Losing people that we love. We might have lost somebody that we dearly attached to and love. And that brings upon great amounts of suffering and stress in our life. The first part of the meditation, after you relax your body, really within the first couple of minutes, then you will really start to explore. Really question yourself, like, is it true there's suffering and stress exist in my life? And then start questioning, is it true there's suffering and stress exist in other living beings' life? And if you have more time, not even a human being, look at the animals, look at the birds, look at the insects. Think in their shoes. They're also looking for food. They're also looking to survive. We're so dearly attached to this life. We're just going through the motions. We're either stuck in the past or stuck in the future. We're not in the present, really absorbing or really noticing what's going on with us or what's going on here. So take a moment, take this opportunity to really relax your body, relax your mind, and then really think, there are people going through suffering. I went through so much suffering. I go through a lot of stress in life. And not in a negative way, but to be real about the truth. Like, that's the truth in life. Like, we are going through stress. We are going through suffering. I did lose people in my life. I lost my grandpa, for example, for me. And then I've gotten beaten up by 7 gang members to the point I couldn't open my eyes, living in L.A. Like, this, that's just my example of what I would think about. And then think about...
May I share one example too?
Yeah.
Even a more simple example is food and eating. Right. Like, every day, living in bodies, we get hungry. And there's that, the pain, there's a physical pain of wanting to eat. And then there's also the mental pain of, oh, I need to go eat. And then if you can contemplate that, you can even just take this idea of food, which is the separation from what is pleasant is the separation from the food. Mm. And there's so much effort that we as humans are doing just so we can eat. We're putting in all this time so we can earn money. I mean, if you think about it, if you had enough money so you didn't have to work, you probably wouldn't have a job. You can contemplate that and also think so much effort that I'm doing, that we are doing, just so we can have this like 10 minutes of pleasure from eating, and then it's gone. So that's another example that can be contemplated is a hunger.
Hmm. Yeah, that's great. And there's so much suffering, like Matthew said, involved just in feeding our body. And then once you contemplate on that, really agree to that, and then if you could agree to that there's suffering and stress exist in this life, this experience, you could go ahead and start thinking about, there are people right now at this moment that found out they're blind, they just went blind, or they had their hands cut off, or somebody just died in their family. The mom died, the dad died, their son or daughter died, and they're devastated right now at this moment. And we could think about those living beings in this world at this moment right now that's going through suffering. And then within that foundation, a loving kindness thoughts arise within you, and an intention of wanting all those living beings out there to have happy minds and to be free from suffering. So this is the next part of the meditation, where after contemplating about suffering and after you agree that there's suffering exists, it's the intention and desire that you want all these living beings to be free from suffering. So what I usually do is I start with the, if I'm in a room or wherever I am, I start with my surrounding area. Imagine like a circle. I would close my eyes and I would think, I would send my energy and love and compassion. I would say, may all the beings in this vicinity where I am be well, be happy. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May they have happy minds and may they be free from suffering. So since we're doing a silent meditation, you don't necessarily have to do exactly what I just said, but long as you could do and hope that these beings be free from suffering, that's the goal. That's the true love and kindness. And then usually after I do the vicinity I'm in, I do the neighborhood. I think about all the possible living beings in the neighborhood. I send that love and positivity. And I have the positive intention that may they be free from suffering. And then I go into the city. May all the people, may all the living beings in the city. And when I do this, I use some of the advice I've gotten from great masters of this teaching. And they have advised me, look at all the living beings like your only child. Look at every single living being that you're sending this out to as your only child. How would you send it out to them? With great intention of love and compassion, you would send out these positive thoughts. And even if they're big, tall, or born, unborn, think about all the possibilities of life that exist that we're not even aware of. Send it out to all of them. May all the beings in this city be well, be happy. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May they have love, compassion, patience, understanding to overcome difficulties in life. Please, may they be free from suffering. So I would send that out to the city like that. And then I would send it out to the people in the state. And then I would send it out to the people in this country. And then I would send it out to the whole planet Earth. And then I would send it out to the whole universe. And then once I send it out to the whole universe and I'm in the space of unconditional love and compassion, I just keep sending that light, that positive light out from your mind, from your thoughts. And one advice is this ancient meditations are not meant for you to send the love to you. You don't send it out to you because it creates selfishness, like, oh, me, me, me. What these ancient meditations are designed in a way, you're not thinking of you, you're thinking of everyone else, and everyone else is thinking of you. And it's like energy going back and forth. And it's really beautiful when we really dive deep and get into this.
Yeah. And as a note, focusing on sending to others, it actually does create a benefit to oneself, but it's an after effect of sending it outward. Then it creates a protection for oneself. So that's a little bit more information about that.
I agree. Before we go into silence and go into this meditation, any questions regarding this meditation?
Can you just give us like the one line of the sequence, what we're supposed to do, please?
Oh, yeah. So what we'll first do, Matthew will, what he will ring a bell. He will ring it 3 times. And when he ring the first one, we will close our eyes and we will fully be in the present moment and pay attention to the second one. As he ring the second one, we'll relax ourselves more. As he ring the third one, then we'll relax ourselves even deeper. And then after that, we will start the meditation. We will start to contemplate on suffering. Is there suffering in my life? The whole thing I explained about suffering in my life, suffering within the suffering and stress within the people that surrounds me. Think about possible suffering that's going on in the world. And then after you contemplate on that, you could agree that suffering exists. Then you start sending out that love and compassion and kindness out to the world and have the genuine intention that may all these living beings be free from suffering. When you have that genuine intention, it will make a big difference within you. You will be able to feel that positivity.
And then we send it out to immediate surroundings and then go out from there, right?
Exactly, yeah. You will send it out to your vicinity and then you will send it out to the community, the city, to the state, to the country. Imagine it like a big ball of light, big ball of positive light within your heart and your mind and your body. And you just keep expanding that positive light of compassion throughout the whole universe, starting from where you are now.
And if you have trouble remembering about the suffering part, you can just think birth, aging, sickness, and death. The more basic ways to think about it. You suffer yes. at birth, the baby's crying, then aging, there's no way to escape that aging. Sickness, it's bound to happen, and then death, also inevitable for any living being that's been born. So that's another way to think about the suffering part, and then go into the loving kindness. I'm going to ring the bell 3 times to start. coming back from the meditation?